Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, where we discuss building up your marriage and your net worth. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Welcome to the show. The summer of savings has begun, and I want to highlight a few things from the post this week. Monday was all about frugal and fun dates, and I shared 52 ideas to get you started. Behind the scenes tidbit, this post took much longer than I anticipated. This challenge is special to me, so I wanted to come up with ideas for date night that you would enjoy, but I also wanted to make sure they could be done cheaply. Most of these you could do for $20 or less, because I really want you guys to take the $20 date night challenge. So please sign up. It's $100 you could win. Remember to tag me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and use the hashtag $20DateNight. It makes it so much easier to find you. By the way, you don't have to follow me on those social media channels. It's nice though. My personal favorites are catching a baseball game together, making some sidewalk art, picnic at the park, and for those nights where you just want to stay home, I really enjoy homebrewing. The other big post this week was about last-minute getaways. They can be so much fun, but sometimes we give in to that impulse buy and we spend more than we'd like to. So I highlighted the sites and apps to help you stay on budget while you're out of town. I love Airbnb and I love Priceline, especially their name your own price feature. We've gotten our hotel reservations and our car rentals much cheaper using them. Oh, and by the way, even though you might not think of it as a travel app, Gas Buddy can be tremendously helpful if you're taking a road trip. And if you have any tips on traveling or any cool ideas for dates, please let me know on couplemoneypodcast.com. Until next time, take care.